really fatten them up.
Well, if you could catch them, no. Well, you know, you could go out hot there, but ain't no telling who would get them or what. This whole 5 days, you see. Could put feed out there. If you could catch them or get them huddled somewhere, you know, to catch them or something, you feed them up, well, they'd be all right.
What do you call the tough...
The hair, of course, that's the way you do, you know, hair scrape. When you get ready to kill them, dress them, you know, kill them and put them in hot water, you know, and scrape that off. Well, it's that old dead skin comes off with that hair, too, you know, and all, and mm-hmm. scrape them plumb clean, you know.
That tough hair, is that ever called bristle?
Yes, not said bristle of fighting. We didn't call it bristle, it may be, but we just call it. That bristle is just some fat, just. Yes, sir.
In the back.
Yes, sir, that's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. Sure.
And did you grow any
sheep? Well, back there then, we grow a few sheep, you know. Mm-hmm. That's right. They grow a few sheep back there in them times, you know.
What would the male be called?
Ram.
And the female?
Yo.
And what would you grow them for mostly? Would you eat them or?
Yes, sir, we'd eat them sometime, the young ones. And mostly grow them back there, they grow wool. These wood make these clothes out of this wool.
They actually make the...
Wool, that's right. That hair grows out on them and be long where you shear. Take shears and shear that hair off and sack it up.
I see.
Yes, sir, that's right. Show you shear them so often. Lay them on the table, catch them and lay them out on the table. They act this so armor, they ain't no trouble. Yes, sir, that's right. Get that hair off of them, you know, and sack it up. I don't know just how often right now, but it won't be so long that hair be done grow back out on them again. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And how about the cattle? The male and the female, of course, the female will be the cow, but the
cow,
male.
Cow, bull, uh-huh. And the heifers. A cow or like that, you know.
When you were young, did people ever say bull in front of a woman, or would they say something?
No, sir, they'd say a steer. No, sir, you're right about that. They wouldn't say bull. That done got so natural now until they don't pay no attention. Notice that yelling. Mm-hmm. Yelling, or that steer, or that yelling.
I wonder why that was. Somebody told me that.
You're right. That, well, that bull, that sounds like it's too, what you call it, too ugly or something. Other. That's what I'd make it. That's the way they thought it.
When they talk about hogs, would they talk about a boar? Or?
No, sir, a male. They wouldn't say male, a boy hog or something like that,
I see.
That's right. The boy hog or the girl hog. It wouldn't say sow and all such that. Now it ain't nothing, but back at the end it wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. No, sir.
And the cow, the heifers?
Heifers. They would say heifers. Heifers. Yes, sir.
They ever say calf? Or?
Yes, sir, the calves. Yes, sir. They were, you know, the young ones, they would say calf. Yes, sir.
And if a cow was going to have a calf, how would they describe it?
Well, no, they say going to come in. Going to be fresh.
I see.
Fresh.
I see.
Yes, sir.
And would you tell me something about the dogs that you remember? Different kinds of dogs? And
well, yes, sir, I can tell you about them. And then they take the hounds, of course. That's what I handle mostly. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. You take them, you know, and about raising them, you mean?
Yes, and the different kinds. And
well,
what you call them. Things like that.
Yes, sir.
Hounds,
these old long-eared hounds, you know, and all. Well.